Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Robert York on the 1931 Legacy Ranch Project in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, understand the Beef Checkoff has commissioned some research on plant-based meat alternatives and their impact on the beef industry. Tell us more.
Well, plant-based alternative proteins may be getting a lot of hype, but the reality is that consumers still love and choose beef. To fully understand alternative proteins' influence in the marketplace, as well as consumers' buying habits and perception of beef, the Beef Checkoff commissioned a research study about plant-based alternative proteins and their potential impact on beef demand. The study found real beef, is currently chosen in the marketplace about three times more often than plant-based protein alternatives. Second, beef has a good image. Consumers' perceptions of beef taste, appearance, price, and naturalness greatly exceed that of plant-based proteins. Regular meat consumers are much less likely to select a plant-based item when a beef item is available. For beef producers who want to learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
The National Livestock Family adding to its portfolio and working on a new project that's now ready to go public. Robert York, President, CEO of National Livestock, says it's all about adding an identity-preserved, value-added pipeline to the National Livestock Family.
We formed a company called 1931 Legacy Ranch. 1931 being the year that National Livestock Commission Association was founded. Legacy, which we were helped with OSU to put these names together and logos together and some of the business plan together, but legacy being the legacy that our ranching customers have created through four or five generations of family members that have come up and they raise high quality cattle. So we've purchased a ranch in southeast Oklahoma where we'll work with our markets to buy cattle from our customers. We'll background those cattle, we'll then send those cattle onto feedlots and then have an alignment with a packing arrangement where we can get some more value back in the pockets of those customers. But not only that, it will give our producers an opportunity to see how their cattle perform in a backgrounding situation, how they perform on feed, how they perform at harvest, and we can provide feedback as well that may provide more value even than whatever cash bonuses we may be able to generate. But very exciting. It's a slow process. We started this in the summer last year, 2020, and just gain a little bit on it every month. But, you know, we'll get to a point one of these days that the first cattle 1931 Legacy Ranch has that are individually ID'd will go through a packer, we'll have that harvest information, we'll get that back to the producer. That's an exciting day that will come next year for us, hopefully.
Are you thinking or, you know, I guess projecting down the road that there might even be a branded beef product come out of it?
We do have hopes that that could happen. Made in Oklahoma is a big thing here. A lot of pride and ownership and the production that people put into these animals. And so we have spoken with some restaurants in Oklahoma, some grocery chains in Oklahoma, and that's to be seen. You know, the first opportunity that we need to address is to get a consistent supply chain and know what we produce and know what the value is that we produce. And that's what we're focused on right now. But it would be a pretty incredible day, I believe, if you could go into a steakhouse in Oklahoma City and take your smartphone, scan a QR code, and see the story of the rancher that actually put that beef on that plate. I think there's a lot of value there. Mm-hmm. And as you know, customers have focused more in the last decade on where does my food come from, who produces it. And so we would like to bring that to the grocery store and to a restaurant if we can get that accomplished.
Down the road, that really could touch all of your other platforms. I mean, that's obviously, those platforms can obviously help work to open that pipeline up.
Absolutely. You know, we've sourced cattle already through each of our markets, and there's just so many marketing opportunities, and we deal with a large number of full-time ranchers that have just invested decade after decade in the genetics of their cattle, their performance of their cattle. So if we can unlock that and give the feedback back down the chain to let them know, because that's something that is missing sometimes. Now, there are ranchers that are vertically aligned across the country. We don't see that as much here in Oklahoma, but imagine the value that could be unlocked if you go back and talk to that producer about this is the health of those cattle as they went all the way through the chain. This is how they graded. This is how the yield was. And it gives them some signals then of how they can maybe improve, or maybe they're already at the top of the list. If you could imagine a list of 30 pens of cattle at finish in a given month, and to have that producer know where they would rank actually in that group. So gives them the opportunity either to be pat on the back and say, I'm at the top of this list and I'm doing everything I can to promote efficiency and produce a good product, or I have some improvement that I can do. And then, of course, that's their decision as to how they might want to accomplish that. But yes, unbelievable that we have the opportunity every week to look at so many cattle. Mm-hmm. And to have the relationships that we could have with so many people to go further and drill down and say, okay, we've bought your cattle. We're watching them on feed right now, and this is how they're performing, and then give that signal back to that customer.
Robert York on the 1931 Legacy Ranch Project. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bull Competition, December 4th, 1 o'clock at Atoka Livestock. Featuring 70 breeding age bulls and 25 females, plus all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the Super Bull Award. For more information, view the online catalog at www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-597-2419. That's 580-597-2419.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.